Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
A gripping murder mystery with multiple plot twists and suspects. A scathing indictment of the politics and deep-rooted incompetence of Indian law enforcement. An introspective commentary about us as a society fueled by outrage and media sensationalism. And finally, a private family tragedy played out before the eyes of a nation. Somehow, Talwar manages to be all of these things and yet so much more. If you watch one movie this year, let it be this one. And we'll try to tell you why on this week's show.
एक बाप अपनी बेटी का मर्डर कैसे कर सकता है?
जिस दिन आकाश बेदाग होगा, चेहरा चांद का साफ होगा, जिस दिन समय ने आंखें खोली, इंसाफ इंसाफ
आपके कमरे की मामूली सी दीवार के पीछे दो कत्ल हो गए। आप कुछ भी सुनाई नहीं दिया उस रात।
अब कन्फेशन करना चाहोगे?
प्लीज आई डिड नॉट किल हर।
बहती नदियां रुकती नहीं हैं। डूबो डूबो तेरो तेरो डूबो तो भी मुक्ति नहीं है। गर्दन पर है गजलों का, गर्दन देकर ही माफ होगा, इंसाफ 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 होगा।
सर, किसी भी बेगुनाह को सजा मिलने से अच्छा है 10 गुनाहगार छूट जाए।
जिस दिन आकाश बेदाग होगा, चेहरा चांद का साफ होगा।
तुमने इंसाफ की मूर्ति देखा है? उस मूर्ति के हाथ में एक तलवार भी है, मगर पिछले 60 सालों में उस पे जंग लग गया है।
इंसाफ 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 होगा।
वेलकम टू अनदर एपिसोड ऑफ बॉलीवुड वीकली, एंड this week my guests are Aisha and Arjun.
Hi, nice to be here.
What's up?
Arjun making your debut on the podcast, so we're happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here.
Okay, so this week's topic of conversation is Talwar, which we all saw last week. Obviously, Talwar has been in the news a lot based on the double murder case of Arushi Talwar in Noida a few years ago, and it's got a lot of attention because it brought back a lot of the issues that were raised at the time, and I think gave people a much more clear idea of what could have happened and what some of the various things that people maybe didn't know as well. So there's kind of two parts that we need to somehow discuss, and difficult to separate really. One is just about the movie itself and how the movie was. Mm-hmm. And the second is obviously about the plot and the story, etc. So you guys, go ahead. What did y'all think?
Actually, I'm not no expert on the case itself, but I had been following it when it happened on news. But I feel after watching the movie, I felt like it's something that just had to be made. It was a movie that needed to come together because a lot of the stories that were reported very segregated. You'd see different sort of reports about the investigation done by the UP police and then by the CBI itself, and then the outcome in court, as well as how the media handled it. But I felt like this movie just needed to be made and piece all these things together and give the audience a better understanding of how a couple of things unfolded. And yeah, I think that's just something that needed to be made.
Yeah, for someone who, I really didn't follow the case when it was occurring because I was pretty young at the time and I had no idea that this was all going on, to be honest. So watching this movie was quite eye-opening for me. And I think it was well made in the sense that they really brought together piece by piece. I Wikipedia'd the whole thing before I went into the movie, obviously. So I think that they really touched on all the very key elements and the key evidence that came out and the key mistakes that were made. So I think they did well in bringing this whole thing out to the audience and raising awareness in that sense about how just how terrible the whole thing was.
Yeah, I mean, the one of the most common reactions I've seen and heard from everyone who's watched this movie is just anger at how grossly incompetent everything, the whole system in India is, and how things are just allowed to go unresolved and just not done professionally at all. And there are no kind of consequences or no one really following up or doing anything about it.
Yeah, totally. I was super shocked to see how blasé they were about the fact that it was a murder and a murder case. And people were just like, oh, like, yeah, we didn't take fingerprints here. Like, though the evidence here was, like, so botched. Like, it's very sad to see that the infrastructure still isn't in place to be able to take these things so seriously as they deserve to be.
I think that's one of the themes, incompetence in investigation.
Yeah.
But another interesting theme that this movie sort of highlighted was how office politics or professional rivalries can influence a case. And that's what's going on with the CBI and how they change teams in the middle of an investigation. I think that's another very interesting theme that Meghna Gulzar, the director, brought to light.
Yeah, and I mean, I think just the other big issue that, and this has not even changed since the case, is just the, as you mentioned already, the role of the media. And just, I found it quite shocking how, and again, when it happened, I followed it, but maybe not very closely. But it's just shocking how anyone and everyone who decides to have an opinion just can go on TV and say whatever they want with zero basis of opinion. Or zero, you know, qualifications even. Like, there were so many people just saying all kinds of crazy things about the family and about the girl.
Many.
And it's like, this girl was brutally killed. And there are people saying, like, oh, making judgments about her character and what kind of person she was. It's like, zero respect shown, zero class. There was, of course, this big controversy about the TV interview that the mother did. And
the fact that she didn't break down.
The fact that she didn't cry or show any kind of thing. And first of all, there are different people have different ways of showing emotion, and like, you, no one has the same response to different things.
Yeah.
And two, it, I mean, not that it should matter, but it came out later on that she did actually cry a lot in the studio and while before and after the interview, just not while she was on camera.
Yeah.
And so the fact that people can, you know, take something like that and then just make gross judgments about whether someone killed their daughter or whether someone is capable of murder, I found to be quite shocking.
Yeah, same thing happened with the father. They said, oh, he didn't show enough emotion on the day itself, like this, that, so it had to be him. Like, it's completely bizarre that in Indian society, they think just because he wasn't crying, no emotion was shown, oh, they're guilty. And even they use that as a explanation when the CBI, the two teams were like fighting against each other to like explain what happened. Oh, yeah, he didn't cry, so I think he's guilty.
Yeah, you know, interestingly, after the movie came out, there was, I was watching a show, a debate on Times Now, and the anchor spoke about how, you know, there's a verdict has been has come out through court. Why are people challenging the court's verdict now, you know? But there's so much hypocrisy in this, because the reporting that was done during the investigation already started hinting to people that the Talwars, Rajesh and Nupur Talwar were guilty, and they started biasing people and making them judge this family. So that has already influenced, could have influenced the decision in court. And then they talk about, you know, don't challenge a court decision. But at the end of the day, there is a lot of human element that goes on behind things. So why be afraid, or why shy away from challenging a judgment? And I think it's very interesting in the movie itself. Irfan Khan towards the end said, I would rather let 10 guilty people get away rather than charge one innocent person. And I think that's something that both the media as well as people need to try understand.
The other thing I don't get, which, I mean, it happens in other countries as well, but I feel like it's just magnified in India. This is a police case, a criminal case, which is about a private life of, you know, two people and one family. Why should it matter to the rest of the country?
Yeah,
like,
why
do you
care?
Like, why is it, even now with this whole Indrani Mukherjee,
yeah.
Sheena Bora case, it still happens. It's like there are so many people, sadly enough, who are killed or who have criminal cases against them. It's not your business. The part about, I can understand if the news is about, okay, police incompetence, that is probably a national issue that people should know about, fine. But, you know, there were literally debates about people making judgments of whether someone is guilty or not. It's like, that's not your job. That's why we have, you know,
a criminal system.
Yeah, that's why we have a court and a legal system and all of that. It's just, I don't know, I find it pretty shocking that this happens. And so casually as well. Like, people are just, you know, talking about this as if they're talking about some TV show or a movie. And, like, that's the whole point. Like, this is not a movie. This is real life. And this is
people's... These are actual people's actual lives that have been put at stake.
We are definitely, I feel, a culture that thrives on closure. We don't care whether that's necessarily the right decision or the wrong one, but we just crave
need a
that.
Conclusion.
Yeah,
I agree. That's why something had to come of the whole case. Like, there was no way that they would have just, the public would not have just let these two go free either. Because even in the movie, they showed it, right? As soon as he's walking out of court, he gets hit by some random guy who has obviously nothing to do with their lives, with the case, nothing. But clearly, if they'd let them free as well, they would have got hate from random public audiences as well. Like you said, even though we have nothing to do with it, the Indian society just needs closure and answers for something that was in.
I guess that's probably an Asian thing. I'm not sure.
I mean, it's a societal thing, I guess, but it shouldn't have been a question that should affect so many people. It's like two people's personal lives at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
And it's also, I mean, we are a country of serial opinionators. Like, everyone has an opinion. And now with social media and increased usage, it's very easy to just state opinions and put your opinion out there without any regard for the consequences or anything. And it's the power of the crowd as well comes in, because if everyone is voicing their opinion, there's less chance that your one, you know, insensitive opinion is going to get singled out or get attention unless you're someone famous. And even then, that doesn't stop people from saying whatever they want to say.
Yeah, the way that they were really bad-mouthing the parents in terms of, oh, they're swingers, like, oh, they don't have a good home for their daughter. Like, all these type of accusations were made from really no evidence at all. And all this whole story was just fabricated in order to, you know, this is the answer, this is it. My favorite was, four people in the house, two are dead, two are alive. So simple math, madam. Like, those two people are the murderers. Like, that is not how a criminal, like, case comes to resolve at all.
But that's interesting, because I feel that's also one thing the movie did quite interestingly, was to highlight this socioeconomic sphere in India. You have a middle class family in Delhi. Then you have migrant workers like their servant Hemraj, who come in, and then you also have these UP, crass UP police officers, and how all of this sort of gels together, one middle-class family and these different spheres of India. So I thought the movie did quite an interesting job by bringing that together as well, which was very well done on screen.
Yeah, and I like the way that they showed all these theories coming out pretty much out of thin air, and how, you know, at first the other servant, Kanhaiya, just comes up with this theory of, oh, you know, the father was this, he used to have affairs, wife swapping, etc.
Yeah.
And then suddenly this honor killing thing comes out.
Yeah.
And when I like the scene, especially when Irfan Khan questions the cop as to, you know, where did you come up with this honor killing idea? How did that come up? And he just kind of smiles and he says, experience, like years of experience. You sense these things.
Yeah.
It's like, that is not a basis for arresting someone. Your intuition cannot be the reason you decide to put someone in jail and for killing their daughter, which is,
Yeah, I really liked how they made the movie from, like, different point of views.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very convincing to see how people could have thought it was first the father, then the, like, you know, then the servants, then all the different suspects, and how they played it out was very interesting. Because you see exactly every detail then of how that night played out, and you realize.
But that's, like, amazing characterization. I think they picked the right actors to do the right parts.
Mm.
Everything for me was really nicely done.
Yeah.
Except I don't understand, what was Tabu doing in that movie? why did they add that in there? Like, you could have just done without it and nothing would have changed. There was, like, zero impact on the film with that, right? I mean, I love her as an actress. She's fantastic. But why add something when you know it's not really going to add any value to the movie?
Yeah. I mean, I think I think what they were trying to go for is they were trying to show that Irfan Khan is also under strain in his personal life. So when it finally gets to the point where he gets taken off the investigation and he just kind of breaks down more or less. But yeah, it didn't really add a lot of value.
Yeah, anything to the backstory.
But apart from that, I think it was almost pitch perfect.
And what I liked as well, I mean, not necessarily a fair comparison, but if you look at other movies about kind of crime and violence in India, like NH10, for example, that movie is kind of dealt with in a very intense and dark way, where the whole movie you're just kind of cringing at what's going on and almost wincing every time something happens. Over here, even though it's a very, again, serious and intense topic, the way they go about it, there's a lot of humor in the movie. Like, there were a lot of times where you laugh at the way people react to things, at how idiotic these cops are. And even, you know, I loved the last scene at the end where the two CBI teams are kind of taking apart each other's evidence. And the way that's done with so much just dry humor and sarcasm, I thought was really amazing.
Yeah. Agreed. Throughout the movie, there were a lot of points where there was dry humor. Even Irfan, like, lying down in that bedroom, just chilling with the air conditioning on and trying to hear noise from the other side. I think he's just executed it brilliantly. And I think that dark humor or that dark comedy you talk about, he's shown how good he can be in that element as well.
Yeah. And I mean, speaking of Irfan Khan, he's, I think, currently going through quite a golden patch. Everything or most things that he's done. We're not going to have a podcast on Jazbab, so we'll less said about that the better. But most things that he's done in the last few years has been really good, and he's been a big part of it. And what one thing not related to this movie, but what I realized is I saw The Martian last week, and there's this character in The Martian called Vincent Kapoor, which is played by the actor from 12 Years a Slave, whose name I can't pronounce, so I won't try. But Chiwetel Ejiofor.
I like how he plays an Indian.
Yeah, no, but so that role was supposed to be Irfan Khan.
Irfan Khan, right? I was going to say, Irfan Khan could have easily played that role.
No, it was supposed to be it was supposed to be him, and he had agreed to do it. The thing is, it needed him to be in the US for 3 months in a row, and he had already committed to doing Piku, which was filming at the same time. And so he tried to work it out with Ridley Scott if he could go back and forth. But Ridley Scott said, no, like, we need you to be here the whole time. And so because he had already committed to Piku first and he really wanted to do that, he said, okay, it's fine. I won't do this.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah. And then that's when it got me thinking. He's done a surprising amount of big Hollywood films. You know, from Slumdog Millionaire,
Spider-Man, Amazing
Spider-Man, Jurassic World.
Yeah.
And in Jurassic World as well, he's, you know, in Spider-Man, he's a relatively minor character.
Yeah.
But in Jurassic World, his name is in the main credits at the end as one of the key characters. So he's kind of become almost the go-to person for Hollywood, which is not something you would expect from someone like Irfan Khan.
Although he is my favorite actor today, but it's kind of sad that we talk about him being out there in Hollywood and being pulling off so many good films in Bollywood. But you know, he's still not considered a commercially successful actor. Like, you can't put him down in a film and say, this is going to make a lot of money. And unfortunately, that's the way things are back in Bollywood. But you need big names like Shah Rukh Khan or someone to make sure your movie's a hit. And I was reading about this, that they consider Talwar as a movie with almost no star cast.
But I mean, that's, in general, that's a common trend, I think, across Indian audiences. People want a very commercial type of cinema with stars and songs and dancing and happy endings and things like that.
Yeah.
And which is why another reason I really like this film is because it's so refreshingly different from what Bollywood normally comes out with.
Yeah.
And at least we're showing that we do have the talent and the ability to make movies like this, which would not be out of place, I think, in Hollywood or in any other.
Of course, yeah.
Major,
I think if it was to go to, like, international audiences, I think people would be able to appreciate this movie and not just think of Bollywood as, oh, those movies with songs and dances, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It would really
give
people a reason to understand that, yes, there's actual talent and skills in Bollywood as well.
Yeah.
Let's pause there and take a quick breather. We'll be back on the other side to discuss what Talwar could have done differently
and whether this movie will have any lasting impact on change on the way things are run in India.
वो केस अब मामूली मर्डर केस नहीं है, पूरी मिडिल क्लास सोसाइटी जड़ से हिल गई है।
जानी बुझी आँखों की जालीदार पलकों में ख्वाब जब सरकते हैं लगता है वो जिंदा है।
दाल में कुछ काला नहीं तो निराला तो जरूर है।
हाँ लगता है वो जिंदा है।
उसने कभी चांटा तक नहीं मारा उसे और पुलिस मीडिया एवरीबॉडी इज सेम।
शाम के उदासी में एक दिया जलता है रोशनी जो होती है लगता है वो जिंदा है वो जिंदा है।
तो इतनी इंट्रिकेट प्लानिंग, दो मर्डर एक लाश छत के ऊपर, पूरे क्राइम सीन की ड्रेसिंग, ये क्या स्पाइडरमैन सुपर वुमन है क्या?
We've spoken a lot about like the good and high points of this film. What do you guys think was probably some of the setbacks or something that wasn't so nice about it?
I mean, honestly, I liked most things about it. The only, if I had to be picky, they position the film as a recreation of facts and they show you different scenarios of what could have happened and it leaves you to kind of make your own conclusions. But I think the way it's shown, at least for me, it felt very clearly that the filmmakers were believed one version as opposed to the other.
Yeah.
And so, which, I mean, yes, you can argue that is also what most people believe and what is likely to have happened. But at the end of the day, no one really knows.
Yeah.
And so that is the only thing which I think could be criticized. But
yeah, I completely agree. And I was going to say just that. The director talks about making an unbiased film, but I think it's very evident that she's trying to gain our sympathy for the parent side. But and she did leave out some things about the case. I think there was some inconsistency in that Nupur Talwar's argument, statement on room keys or something. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it was. I don't even know whether that evidence is actually credible or not. I'm not going to say anything about that. Yeah. But I felt like some of those weren't really covered, and I don't think it was an unbiased film by any standard. That was probably just the only setback that I saw in the movie. But then again, there's been so much coverage, or there's been so much media attention trying to make people think that the Talwar parents were, you know, evil and they killed their daughter and stuff. So I don't feel like it's that all that wrong to have another side of it. To push for sympathy towards the parents, you know, they've probably been short-handed all this way by the media, and now it's kind of interesting to see that a movie's come out to gain their sympathy, I mean, or sympathy towards them.
Do you think though it will have repercussions in Indian society, or people will just be like, oh, you know, it's like one of those movies made, or do you think?
You know, I was reading an article on the news that there's now been an online petition for fast tracking this case, and there's a guy
who's still in the appeals process, right?
Yeah, because they're appealing to the High Court and then Supreme Court and so on. But apparently there was a guy who, after watching this film, I think it was from Bangalore, who went and started an online petition to fast track this case, and he certainly got like a couple of thousand followers in a very short span of time. So I think there will definitely be repercussions, and I think that it's already started reviving debates on national television. So I think that's a good positive sign.
I mean, I think unfortunately the problems that this movie shows are just still too deep rooted in the system, and unless there's kind of a fundamental shift in the way people think, right from, you know, police and law enforcement to the media and also just the average person who consumes this kind of content, etc., that is probably going to take a while. But as you said, I think the fact that this is at least raising the questions and bringing the debate back to light and kind of forcing people to really stop and think and look at themselves and, you know, think about how this whole case unfolded is good.
Yeah.
I think it will still be, there will still be, as we already see with the Indrani Mukherjee case, there will still continue to be cases which are just play out over the media as opposed to...
It's terrible to think how many, it's terrible to think how many such cases there must be that don't even reach the media, like, to see how botched the system is. Like, there must be so many cases like this that don't even reach the media that... It's just so sad to think about.
Yeah, and that's the other argument as well, which people sort of unfairly throw at the Talwars, but is not a stick to beat them with, but is a valid point regardless.
Yeah.
That these cases also come to light because they are, you know, middle class, upper middle class families, affluent families.
Exactly.
The amount of things that go on in rural India, which are just completely swept under the rug and not dealt with at all, is also quite kind of shocking.
But I think that's also the media's part to play, because obviously the media would only be covering such and make big deals about such kind of cases.
And hopefully they do it in an unbiased way and rather than dramatizing everything, which also they show in this film, right? The reporters trying to dramatize and make such a big deal out of it.
But I don't think we've learned from it. You can just see from what's happening with Sheena Bora and Mukherjee's case that media has learned nothing.
Yeah.
It's all the same type of criticism, same type of drama, accusations that are being thrown out even here.
And I mean, that's the thing, like the news channels and media has now become less about delivering news and more about entertainment and getting ratings and getting people to watch your show, which fundamentally is a huge problem if news is supposed to be kind of a public service that you're giving people to stay aware and to shape their opinions and know what's happening in the country.
Yeah.
If you make it like a soap opera, then that's just not going to work.
Yeah, but they cover that really well in the movie as well, I think. Because there's one scene where they show the media, the news people come in and they reenact like the killing and the daughter and this and that. And it's just exactly how Indian news and Indian media would cover the case.
Yeah.
And it's just bizarre. So that kind of the dry sense of humor that we were talking about earlier, like these kind of elements were covered by, you know, making it so dramatic how the media covers the news in India.
The movie, interestingly, was written by Vishal Bharadwaj.
Oh, yeah.
Which is quite cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, he last directed, Haider, I think?
Haider, yeah.
I think this is the first time in a long time where I've seen him, I mean, probably step back from direction and just work on screenplay. I think that is one of the things that really contributed to the movie being so good. I'm pretty sure both these guys, Meghna Gulzar and Vishal Bharadwaj, did a lot of research into this. It's not easy to make this kind of a film.
Mm-hmm.
Every small thing from who moved from which room, every small minute fact, every detail is pretty cool. The amount of research they've done into it, I think that's something that got to have, again, one more positive to this movie.
No, definitely. I mean, the attention to detail, I thought, is quite amazing. And when they have to recreate the different scenarios, you know, there are so many things like the handprint on the wall, the bottle that's on the table, and making sure all these things kind of tie in. They did that really well.
Yeah.
And you could easily see, theoretically, either of these two or three scenarios happening, and it could be true.
Yeah. I mean, even things like, people say that the Hemraj's murder hasn't been given much attention, but there was a lot in the movie, there were a couple of scenes in the movie where I would say I was feeling very sympathetic towards Hemraj himself.
Yeah.
And especially the version of the story where he was trying to actually protect
yeah.
the girl, and he gets killed in the process. I think that was also one thing that the media would never have covered this. I think that well, you know, I think that was another very important point that she brought up. Another great point for me in this movie was Soham Shah, who plays Irfan Khan's sidekick and who stabs him later.
Yeah.
Now, that guy's a fantastic actor. He comes in another movie called Ship of Theseus, another very, very good, promising looking actor, and I think he's going to deliver some really good performances in the future.
So that's actually one thing I didn't understand. Why did he switch sides? Was he just afraid for his career prospects?
I think he talks about a promotion, right? The director
yeah.
of the
yeah.
CBI. I think that was his, probably not scared, I would say more greedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happened. Again, more human elements coming into this, that professional rivalry, this greed for power, and how all of these things put together have such an impact on people's lives.
Yeah, I think the whole movie did well in showing like the whole police, CBI, and how you can't look bad in front of, you know. I'm sure at some point all of them realized that how badly the investigation was done, what went wrong, but they had to protect their own. They had to realize that their careers were at stake. And I think that is a big part of why what happened, because they were like, let's switch sides, let's do this, you know, just to protect our own. Like that, the head, the new head that comes in had to protect his buddy from high school and realized, okay, like we have to cover all this up and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and one of the other subtle things, which was well done, I think, Irfan Khan, when he's investigating it, he says something along the lines of, you know, the police will never be able to recover from this.
Yeah, exactly.
Once we find out the truth.
Exactly.
And that is kind of the turning point where then suddenly all the evidence starts getting tampered with. They have that whole thing with the typographical error. And all the stuff that Irfan Khan is doing just kind of gets pulled up from under him.
Gets all messed up, exactly.
What was the scene of the movie? Which is the scene in the movie that made you think, wow, this is really awesome? What comes to mind?
I mean, I think I already mentioned the last scene where the two teams of cops are facing off was really good.
Yeah, that
was good. The other scene I also really liked was the narcotics testing of the two other servants who were in the house. I thought that was also really powerful and well done. And I didn't actually know that you could do that. And they said it's not admissible in court, but I don't know. Is that legal to do?
No, it's not completely legal. Remember, she was he was begging the doctor to be like, let me do this, let me do this. And he was on the phone. So technically,
he got a court order or something which allows him to do it. But then I think there are certain boundaries or restrictions as to what you can or can't do or coerce someone to say.
I thought it was crazy that even after they did these drug tests that are meant to be like, you know, accurate and all that, that they still, and nothing came out with the parents' drug test, but clearly some things came out with the servants' drug test, and still there was enough evidence for the CBI people to be like, no, it's still the parents. Like, you know, it's just very bizarre in that sense. But I agree with you in the fact that at the end, that when the two teams are like fighting it out about the evidence and actually trying to come to a conclusion, that scene was done extremely well, because it also brings together all the evidence that was played out.
Yeah.
Like, it summarizes it extremely well.
So. That was a scene for me as well. Irfan and his mentor, ex-CBI director, you know, taking the case of this new team and laughing, sort of rubbishing the evidence they put forward. And I thought that was so amazingly done.
Yeah.
Again, brings out some of the humor element that you spoke about. It's really cool.
And again, on the narcotic testing, the one line which I really liked, which makes you laugh at the dark humor, but also just makes you so angry, is when after the parents test, they don't say or reveal anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy says, no, like, inhone kuch antidote liya hoga.
Exactly.
And his boss asks him, is there kuch antidote hai? He's like, nahi, antidote nahi hai. But it's like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, it makes you so angry. Like, how can you be so incompetent? And the boss just looks at him casually as if,
like, okay.
But that's kind of sad also, because, I mean, the police making errors and making mistakes, I kind of understand. But the CBI is a very respected, powerful organization in India. To see that, it was kind of left an impact on me. I mean, I look up to them quite highly as a very strong investigative authority. So,
Yeah, it definitely makes you question how the whole legal system and how safe we really are.
Yeah.
But do you guys... I was talking to someone who was like a lawyer in Singapore, and he used to work in India, and he said he worked on the case, like the end part of the case for a bit.
Yeah.
And he was like, this whole movie only talks about the incompetence of the police and the CBI, but you have to also think about the facilities that the police has. Like in India, they don't have the infrastructure, they don't have the capabilities and the facilities that other countries might have. Like police officers do like 20-hour shifts, like 22-hour shifts, you know? So, at some point, I mean, are we meant to sympathize with them as well? And to realize that, you know, it may not be all their fault and incompetence, but it could be also the way that it's just the system. Like, his boss says something. You know, they showed that in the movie as well. Oh, my boss said this. Oh, I told someone else this, right? So, it's the whole, I think, the system as well. And then being overworked.
Yeah.
So, there could be two sides of it as well.
The other thing also, which going back to your point about what else this movie could have done better, is which one of the things that they didn't cover a lot is the actual legal proceedings and the court case, because at the end of the day, they also got convicted, tried and convicted based on circumstantial evidence, which was at best doubtful. And the fact that, you know, there's still, even if the cops screw up everything and make a case based on very little evidence, there still is a court and a case which has to then convict based on that,
mm-hmm.
which is another layer of maybe not incompetence, but, you know, another checkpoint which could have been used to kind of try to fix things or something. So
yeah, I think that's an interesting point. I didn't think of that, actually. Wait, I can't remember. Where was the court? Which court did they go? Was it in Noida? Was it a CBI, special CBI? I can't remember which.
How they finally got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I don't know.
I read about this somewhere, but
and even there, I mean, you know, after all the CBI's incompetence, they actually file a closure report saying we're not going to pursue this case.
Yeah.
And then the court makes them file proceedings instead of...
Yeah, they say that you're saying that the evidence is difficult to prove. It's not that it's impossible.
Yeah.
So, we're
so then
the case
there's
again.
Also questions there about what the court's motives were,
exactly.
Who's trying to achieve what goals, etc.
Yeah.
And so...
So I guess we've spoken about quite a few interesting themes. The way the police, the UP police handle this case. The way professional rivalries and office politics affect the outcome of this case, especially on the CBI handing over part. I think the role that the media played in making or sort of biasing the case against the Talwars, I think that was really interesting. The way society lusts for closure and their unwarranted sort of nosiness into the Talwars' personal lives and what that actually has to do with the case, as well as the way the director handled it and bringing out certain interesting themes like sympathy towards Hemraj and some really interesting screenplay in terms of the cast. So I think that was all in all a movie that was definitely worth watching, and like I said, something that I think that just needed to be made. It was something that had to be made and put on screen, regardless of whether it was biased or not.
Yeah, and I mean, just to close out, you hope that some people will at least learn from this and be able to reflect on this, and hopefully we'll see things changing in the future. All right, I think that's it. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you, that was
thoughts.
Fun. Thanks.
And we will be back next week for Shandar.
Yeah, very excited about upcoming Shandar.
Probably a more lighthearted episode than this one.
For sure.
Thank you for listening. That's our show, and we hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to check out our website, ticproductionsindia.com, our Facebook page, facebook.com/ticmediaproductions, and our Twitter handle, @productions_TIC, for regular news and updates. You can subscribe to the podcast on soundcloud.com/TIC-productions or on the SoundCloud app available on both iOS and Android. Apple users can also search for Bollywood Weekly using the podcast app, while Google Play users can do the same on Overcast or any other podcasting app available on the Google Play Store. See you next week.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.